Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is episode 389. I mentioned it on Tuesday's episode, 387, talking about the balance between abundance and urgency. And one of the things I brought up was telling the right people yes and the wrong people no. That's the abundance side, right? Which is, hey, I know I can help you, so I will. Or I know I can't help you, or I don't think I can help you, or I don't think this is the highest and best value for what you're looking for, either to get out of pain or to move towards a goal. And so instead, what I want to do is help you either find a different solution or just tell you no and wish you well and send you on your way. That's what I want to talk about today, is when telling people no actually leads to money. Now, of course, the easy thing is to say, hey, telling people no is always the right thing to do, right? And I wrote about that. There's a whole chapter in Selling with Authentic Persuasion where I discuss the power of telling people no. And fundamentally, the key is that it's always the right thing to do. Doing the right thing is always the right thing to do, fundamentally. It's also one of the easiest and best solutions for balancing in your head the question of, if I push people to buy, if I persuade people to buy, how can I sleep at night, right? And that's one of the questions I hear from people who are not in sales to salespeople, especially with the impression that most people have of what it takes to be successful in sales, right? The icky, slimy, gross side. And so what people say is, how do you sleep at night? If you're in sales, how do you sleep at night? Because they're just thinking the only way to win in sales is to do bad things, to manipulate, to trick people, to push people into it. And in fact, that's not the case when it's done properly as a profession and by somebody whose goal is to do it long term, to be in the profession, not changing jobs, not changing companies constantly, not having to run from a bad reputation. I mean, actually doing it long term as a professional, then it's really easy to sleep at night, because what you do is you know that when you can help somebody, you're all in. When you can't help somebody, you're all out. That's it. There's no gray area. You're not pushing the wrong people forward because you know the consequences. And so building on that framework, the topic for today is when no leads to money. Now, here's the thing. And I talked about this a bit the other day in the abundance conversation, is most people are just coming at their sales career uninformed, not enough training, not enough coaching. And then what happens is they're also desperate. They want to be successful. They need to make money. Most people entered into a sales role because they either need money now, or they know that there's unlimited potential in sales. They could make a lot of money. Then the focus shifts to themselves. They become self-centered. And then that leads to some pushing decisions and conversations in sales that leads to that bad feeling as a salesperson. But here's what happens, though, is when you approach it properly and you tell people no, there are some ways that it can lead to money. And that's what I want to talk about today. The first thing is how it leads to money. Well, it's mindset, right? And this is one of those biggest things, is that when you tell somebody no, when you tell the wrong people no, then what that does is it gives you this power inside that somebody might not be able to detect, but it gives you a power when you tell somebody yes. When you're using authentic persuasion and you're moving people through that framework, once you know that they have a problem or a goal that you can help with your product, and you tell them yes, and you're leading them and you're pulling them across the finish line, and you're just using the assumptive close to move them forward because you just know that you know that you know that what you have is needed by them, and it's your duty and responsibility to help them, then if it ever comes up where they say, hey, you just seem to be pushing me, you're just pushing me to close this deal because you just want to make money, the answer to that is no. The answer to that is no, I'm not. I'm pushing you because I know that I can help you, and I know that this is important for you, and that this will help you solve a problem or achieve your goal. And if it didn't and I couldn't help you, I would have told you no. So based on the fact that I can help you, That's why I don't want to see you walk away without getting this help or going for this goal. And so that's where this is coming from. And when you have that energy and when you can say that, it will actually make you more money, especially if you say that. Because here's one of the things, and I say this all the time, especially when people push me for one tip or one idea or one thing they can do to close more deals. Fundamentally, the best answer is just do the opposite of what everyone else does. Just do the opposite of what you think a salesperson should do. And if you come out of the gate when somebody pushes you and says, hey, you're just in it for the money or the commission, and you can make a statement like what I just said about, you know, the fact that it's a good fit, that's why I'm pushing you. If it wasn't a good fit, I wouldn't even want you to buy from me. When you do that, that's what no other salesperson is going to say to them. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff. No long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. No other salesperson, especially the ones that they're worried about, will be that honest and upfront and say that. What they would say is, no, I'm not about the commission. I'm here to help you. And like some fluffy dancing crap is what they would say, which would set off alarm bells for the prospect. And so if you don't take that approach and you're just honest, and you're honest because it's true and it's authentic, because if it wasn't a good fit, you would have told them no. But because it is a good fit, you're saying yes, that will lead to more money. That will lead to more deals. That authenticity and that openness and that honesty of like, hey, I'm pushing you. Yes, yes, I'm pushing you. But I'm also pushing you because abundance. There's 7 billion people on the planet. I don't need you to buy from me. I want to help you. I'm doing this because I want to help you. It's not about me. There's more than enough people to call. I mean, at one point in my career, we were helping people with credit card debt, and I think there was about 150 million people in the U.S. with credit card debt that qualified for the type of program for credit counseling that I was helping people with. And so people would say that all the time over the phone. It's like, hey, you're just pushing me because you want to sign me up so you can get paid on this. It's like, no, there's more than enough people. There's too many people for us to call, right? If I'm successful, I'm closing 2 sales a day, and my team is closing 2 sales a day each, out of 150 million people. Like, there's more than enough. And so if you're that honest, it makes a big difference. So that's one way that saying no leads to money, because when you're saying yes, there's this power and this energy. Now, here's the other thing. And this is where a lot of people go, they miss the mark. I'm going to say they go wrong because they're just dropping opportunities and they're missing opportunities. Here's the deal is when you tell somebody no, right? And imagine they want to... they want to get help with something, and it turns out that they wouldn't qualify. That's not what they need. They should go do something else. Or like I put in the book, one experience my parents had, they moved out of the Bay Area. They live up in the mountains now in California, kind of towards Nevada, in a smaller area, and they were having trouble with their dishwasher after they moved into their house. They got a number and a name of a local guy who worked on small appliances. He came over after 5 minutes of looking at the dishwasher, basically told my dad, said, hey, here's what it is. You need this part. It's really easy. If you just go down to the hardware store and get it, it'll cost you like $5 and it'll take you a few minutes to put it in. And my dad is pretty handy. He's always been able to fix things. And so easy, right? Of course, that guy could have charged my parents, could have done it, could have said, you need this and I can do it. But basically what he said was, hey, you don't need me for this. You can do it on your own. Like, it's super simple. And that growing up in the Bay Area wouldn't have happened because a lot of people are just, you know, they need the money, they need the deal. And that's what gives a lot of service professionals that bad name and bad reputation, right? Like why people don't like to go to the auto mechanic because they're worried about getting sold on service they don't need. Versus imagine a mechanic that says, hey, you don't need this fix on your car, it's fine. Or let me do this one thing, but you don't need this other service. Then it's a different feeling. And when you say no, when you tell somebody no, or you point them in a direction or send them in a better way, right? You leave them better than you found them without selling them, right? Even if it's advice or telling them where they should go or tell them to stop trying to buy things because they don't need it. When you do that, then it will blow them away. And that's what happened with my parents. My mom was so blown away by somebody not trying to sell them something or do service on something that was unnecessary that since then, she has referred more people to that guy and potentially generated more money for that service professional, for that guy running his own business, helping people and fixing their appliances. He has potentially generated more income from those referrals than he would have made from my parents, even in that one sale. And so he did the right thing because it's always the right thing to do. He came from a place of abundance. He came from a place of service and helping them and doing what was right for them instead of just his own needs. When you do that and you leave yourself open, either specifically or just open in general to referrals and to that relationship, it will always pay off. Now, what I always recommend is making it a little more solid with the referral conversation and being like, hey, I can't help you with this. This is not the good fit for you. Here's what you should do instead. And if there's anyone you know of that's in this situation with these kind of parameters or looking for this kind of service, I would love to help them. So if you come across anyone like that, please send them my way because I should be able to help them even if I wasn't able to help you. And so that's the key, is using that kind of language so they know. Because guess what? If you went to that mechanic and they didn't oversell you, you go to that dentist and they don't oversell you on service, which is what people are worried about. My parents with that small appliance maintenance service professional, what happens? Blown away, not what they expected. They expected to have a battle or have to worry about getting ripped off. And then they absolutely will share you to everybody they know. So make sure you focus on that. Make sure you play the abundant game. Focus on that, do the right thing for people, and then let people know, hey, I wasn't able to help you. I don't think this is a good fit for you, but I would love to help other people you know. It will blow them away. Again, this is going back to my rule. Number one, when in doubt, do the opposite of what other salespeople do, and it will always, always, always work out in your favor long term. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.